The Heartland Conference is an NCAA Division II conference consisting of 10 schools in Arkansas, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas. Founded in 1999, it's one of the newest NCAA Division II conferences. And beginning this fall, the organization will have a brand new logo thanks to a University of Arkansas Fort Smith student. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda has more.
The Nike swoosh, Apple's half-eaten apple, McDonald's golden arches. All of these logos are instantly recognizable to consumers. But do you know who actually designed them? Not always being well-known for your creations is the trade-off you make when becoming a graphic designer like Talia Blanton, a senior at the University of Arkansas Fort Smith.
It's one of those silent careers where it's just you can feel proud of it, but no one else is going to know that it was you. I mean, even music, you know, people know who artists are, they know their names, but when it comes to design, you see these things every day and will never know who that person is, and sometimes you can't even find it on the internet.
During her career, Blanton may have relative anonymity for her designs, but right now she's receiving recognition for redesigning the logo for the Heartland Conference, the conference in which UAFS athletes compete. Blanton and seven other students were tasked with designing an updated logo as part of a class assignment. Conference officials visited the students and discussed what they were looking for in a new emblem.
Here are things we like, here are things we don't like, and here's our tenets and our goals, and go at it. You know, we want to be modern. We feel that our current branding is outdated, so they wanted something fresh, something new, and something that could last a lot longer because this is the digital age and all that. So, you know, everything's sleek and things like that.
The ideas of progress and moving forward resonated most with Blanton, and those concepts guided her as she created her logo.
We had like a leveled process. We had, you know, everyone made one, then they picked the best four, and then we all went at it again with suggestions from them, and then sent those into them, and then they contacted me and said that I was the one out of the four. So that's really just how it went. It was just like a, what's it called? Whenever, it's just like the conference itself, you know, you have so many teams, they all compete, and then you get down to the finals, and then, you know, there's a winner. So that's really how the same exact thing that happened, which is kind of funny, I guess. It's like a mirror effect.
Because she's not super athletic, Blanton says she was surprised her design was chosen.
I am probably the least athletic person in that room. the most exercise I get is walking to the restroom or something like that. So I kind of had the least idea. And, you know, the girl sitting behind me, she was a volleyball player. She played in the Heartland Conference. So it's like she's going to obviously have the best ideas and things like that. But in the end, it's, you know, it's up to the client.
While the recognition for her work on the logo may die down soon, this whole process has provided Blanton with real-world experience and a boost to her confidence.
It's still cool because, you know, even if no one else does. So that's one of the biggest things. You kind of sacrifice your work to whoever needs it. And it's great. I can't wait to see things with it on it. I guess that's the best part, is just seeing things you make come to life.
The new Heartland Conference logo is scheduled to be released this fall. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.